弟兄姐妹平安。Today we continue our sermon series on Deuteronomy.
今天我们继续讲《申命记》。
There was an incident that happened more than 10 years ago, where I'm still thinking whether I did the right thing or not.
十年前发生的事，至今我还怀疑是否做的对不对。
There was a youth that was serving in the worship band as a musician.
敬拜团体有一个青少年的乐手。
One day she dyed all her hair blonde.
有一天，她把她的头发都染成金黄色。
Now it's probably not a big deal these days.
也许今天没有什么大不了。
But it was quite shocking back then.
不过当时候是蛮惊人的。
So a decision was made.
所以做出了决定。
The decision was either she would dye all her hair back black or.She could no longer continue to serve on stage as a musician.
要么就把头发染回去，要么就不能继续在台上以乐手来侍奉。
Now the band leader who had to give the instructions, came to me for advice.
负责传达这个指示的乐队团长呢，就来找我寻求意见。
Because I was the previous band leader.
因为我是前任的团长。
Now people who know me can easily tell that I'm not fussy about appearances.
认识我的人大概都知道我对外表不太计较。
I'm flexible on most things.
我对事情呢比较随便。
Okay, maybe a little too flexible.
也许太随便。
I'm fine with any hair color that you like.
你喜欢什么发色都好。
As long as you know that you're serious about serving God on stage, you are serving God here.
只要你在台上侍奉主是认真的。
Now all these years, when I'm doing the worship ministry, I have only one criterion.
这些年来，在喜年堂敬拜事工侍奉，只有一个条件
：that you have an understanding and also the commitment to know that this is a service and not a performance。
就是要了解并委身于侍奉，而不是表演。
But even though I'm personally fine with any hair color，
虽然我个人对发色没有什么意见
，But I also respect the authority of leadership。
但我尊重领袖的职权。
A judgment call had to be made。
做出裁决是必要的。
And as long as it's not a moral issue, I'm fine with submitting to the judgment that's given.
只要不是道德的问题呢，我一般都顺服任何裁决。
So in that case, more than 10 years ago, I did not object to the decision.
所以这件事情呢，我就没有反对。
Unfortunately, that youth later left the church until this day has yet to return.
可惜那青少年过后就离开了教会，至今都没有回来。
I think there were many factors, that.Led to her departure.
她离开教会应该是有许多因素。
But I think issuing this ultimatum, could be one of the main reasons.
不过我想发出的这个最后通牒是主要的原因。
Like I said, until today, I still wonder if I should have done something different.
到现在我还质疑我是否当时应该做出不同的反应。
Now, to be honest, I can understand the leadership had to make a decision back then.
说实话，我能体会到当时的领袖的决定。
As the worship ministry chairperson now, I often had to act as a gatekeeper or as to what gets to come on stage.
作为敬拜事工的主席，我必须把关什么才能上台。
What songs can we sing?
什么歌可以唱
？Who gets to speak on the pulpit?
什么人可以发言
？What should we wear?
什么服饰才适合
？These days, I've delegated actually many of these responsibilities.
如今我虽然下放了许多责任。
I let the service chairperson manage the order of service.
比如崇拜的流程呢，由主席来掌控。
And I let the worship teams manage the overall discipline themselves.
敬拜团队来处理自己的纪律问题。
But nonetheless, I understand that the buck still stops with me.
不过还是责无旁贷。
And it is a heavy responsibility.
这是沉重的负担。
On one hand, you want to be open-minded about, you know, many different preferences in music, in fashion, in sermon styles.
一方面呢，要开放面对种种音乐、服装、讲道风格的偏好。
But on the other hand, many in our community, whether it's from the pastoral team or to the regular church members, we can be quite highly absolute about our subjective taste.
另一方面，我们的群体当中，从教牧团到平信徒，对于个人品味呢，却非常的绝对。
And so I do sympathize with those who have to make this kind of judgment calls.
所以我同情必须做裁决的人。
I've rejected very popular songs because of its questionable theology.
我曾经因为似是而非的神学拒绝了很受欢迎的诗歌。
And I've offended all my female musicians because some in our community feel that exposed toes on stage is considered too casual.
我曾经恼怒了所有的女乐手，因为台上暴露脚趾头，有些人觉得太随便了。
And so tough calls are quite inevitable.
棘手的裁决是难免的。
Leadership often has to make the call and then live with the consequences.
带领就是要做出决定，然后并承受后果。
Today I want to talk about the boundaries of membership.
今天我们要谈的是成员资格的界限。
I began with an example of reflecting on the membership as a person who is supposed to serve.
我以服侍同工的成员资格来做引言。
But when we talk about membership issue, it also includes whether you can be a member of a community or whether you can be a member of even the leadership.
不过成员资格包括作为一个群体的成员和领袖团的成员。
First, you become the member of a community.
先是成为群体的成员。
Then you become a member who serves.
然后是服侍的成员。
And finally, you become a member who leads.
然后领导的成员。
And every time you become a member of something, you actually cross a boundary that requires a judgment call.
每当成为一个成员的一份子，就表示你跨越了一个需要做裁决的一个界限。
And so, how do we decide who is in, who is out? How do we set this boundary?
我们怎么决定谁合格，谁不合格呢？
Now, at the national level, if we were to talk about such issues, such questions will affect our immigration laws or our voting and election rules.
国家政策的层面，这类的问题就影响移民法律和选举法令。
Who is a citizen? Who is eligible to vote? Who is eligible to stand for election?
谁是公民？谁有合格投选或者参选？
At the church level, we will ask questions like, who gets to be baptized?
在教会的层面，我们就关心谁可以洗礼。
Who is eligible to serve in a such and such ministry?
谁适合参与什么侍奉
？And then who is fit to lead the church as a session member?
谁又配得以长职的身份带领教会
？Today we will discuss this issue using the laws that is found in Deuteronomy.
今天我们就继续以生命记的律法来讨论这个课题。
As a nation, as a community that is the people of God.How do they decide on their boundaries of membership?
作为一个神的子民的群体，他们如何决定成员资格的界限呢？
In my past few sermons, I've often run through all the different scenarios before I come to a conclusion.
在过去的讲道，我总是看完所有的案例才下定论。
Some find that quite boring.
有些觉得很闷。
Now today, what I will do is I will just analyze one particular case.
这次呢，我想深入分析一个案例。
And in doing this in great detail, and then after that coming to a conclusion, before using that conclusion to see the rest of the other scenarios, we'll still look through all the different cases.
然后再以那个定论来思索其他的案例。
Now this case is quite interesting. This case is about eunuchs.
这个案例是关于太监。
So the case is as such, Deuteronomy chapter 23. I will just read in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint.No one who has been emasculated by crushing or cutting may enter the assembly of the Lord. So this law itself is quite straightforward.
这个律法本身很直接。
What it means is that eunuchs may not become a member of the Israelite community, much less to even enter the place of worship.
太监不能成为以色列群体的一份子，更不用说敬拜。
Now the tricky part.Then is why? Why can't they become a member?
麻烦的是为什么?
Now there are two explanations to this.
有两个理由。
First, it's a separation because of religious differences.
一，这是宗教不同的分离。
There may be a link between the exclusion of these peoples who have allowed themselves to be genitally mutilated because such a ritual is a religious practice amongst some people at that time.
要区别被阉割的人，可能是因为这样的举动跟一些民族的宗教习俗会挂钩。
Maybe it's a religious separation then. But it could also be a separation that is because of theological differences.
但可能也是因为神学理念的分离。
Back then, sexual potency, the ability to be fruitful and multiply, that was a mark of divine blessing and wholeness.
当时性功能、生养众多的能力是蒙福的记号。
And therefore, such a separation becomes a theological statement that comes from God that this is a separation from the when you become a eunuch, this is a separation from the creative and life-giving God.
这样的区别就表达了与创造赐生命的神的分离。
And so here we have from Deuteronomy one case study, a case study on a judgment call on how to draw this boundary line to become the people of God.
所以在生命记里，这是一个如何裁决神的子民的界限的一个案例。
Now, so if you were to look at this one law, you would say, oh, quite simply, this tells me, therefore, if you are a eunuch, you cannot whether you are those who are serving the Israelite kings or you are visiting from other neighboring countries, you cannot become the people of God. That's the rule.
总而言之，太监不论是服侍以色列王，还是从别的国家到访的，都不能成为神的子民。
And if you cannot become a member of the community, it also means that therefore you cannot also be worshiping inside the temple as well.
不是群体的成员，当然也就不能进入圣殿敬拜。
And so if I know this one rule, I'll say, okay, any of you, if you are eunuchs, then too bad, you're out.
我们当中如果有太监，很抱歉，你不合格。
Now, if this was the end of the story, it would seems like making judgment calls on these boundaries of membership, it seems to be quite straightforward.
如果这就是故事的结局，那成员资格的裁决看起来很直截了当。
So what all you need to do is just you just give me a list of criteria, and I'll just assess everybody based on just one fixed set of rules.
只要给我条件清单，我们就以设定的规则来审核每个人。
But the story did not end there.
可是故事不是到此为止。
The story did not end there.
不是到此为止。
Let me read to you later on from Isaiah chapter 56, verse 4. He says, this is what the Lord say to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbath and who chooses what pleases me and hold fast to my covenant. To them I will give within my temple and its walls a memorial and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give to them an everlasting name that will endure forever. And so through the prophet Isaiah, God spoke to these eunuchs or foreigners who kept the Sabbath and hold fast to God's covenant.
借着以赛亚先知，神对持守约的太监说话。
He tells them what? He says, I will not cut you off. No, you will not be out.
他们不能被剪除。
And eunuchs will no longer say, oh, since I'm a dry tree, I'm incapable of sexual acts because of castration, I cannot have children or heir to my name, I'm out. No, he will not say this.
太监也不要因为被阉割而说我是枯树。
Why? Because God says, I will give to them an everlasting name that will never be cut off.
因为神说我必赐他们永远的名，不能剪除。
And so we see in Isaiah 56, even though these eunuchs or foreigners, these are non-Jews, but yet God continues to bestow grace on them.
所以在以赛亚56章，虽然太监是非犹太人，神对他们施恩典。
And these eunuchs and foreigners, they were considered outcasts by the Israelite community.
虽然太监是以色列人被排斥的人。
But we see here that God's plan of salvation includes even them.
他们却列入神拯救世界的救恩当中。
And in that prophecy, they did not just become a member of the people of God.
他们不单是神的子民的成员。
Not only that, God even gave them an everlasting name that is within the temple and its walls itself.
神还在圣殿中给他们立名。
And so in one prophecy, they enter into the assembly.
他们跨入群体。
And in the same prophecy, they enter into the temple.
他们甚至跨入圣殿。
You might ask me, oh, that is a vision, that's a prophecy. Did this vision of Isaiah and words of the Lord eventually, were they fulfilled?
以赛亚的意象，神的言语是否应验？
Yes, they were fulfilled.
是的，应验了。
And so we read this in Acts chapter 8. And this is the story. Let me read to you. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. And so he started out. And on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasuries of the Kandake, which means the queen of the Ethiopians. Now the man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting on his chariot, reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. And then the Spirit told Moses, go to that chariot and stay near it. Now Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. And he said, do you understand what you're reading? Philip asked, how can I? The eunuch said, unless somebody explain it to me. And so he invited Philip to come up to sit with him. Then Philip began from that very passage of scripture and told him about the good news about Jesus. Now note this, as they were traveling along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, here is water. what stands in the way of my being baptized? And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. Now when they came out of water, the Spirit of the Lord then took Philip away. The eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Now we see in the entire account in Acts chapter 8 that this baptism of the Ethiopian eunuch is not coincidental.
埃塞俄比亚人的这个太监的洗礼不是巧合。
It was the Holy Spirit who specifically brought Philip to bring the good news to him and eventually to also baptize him.
圣灵把腓力带福音给他，最终给他洗礼。
And so we see here the prophecy fulfilled that a eunuch who is not even a Jew, he can even now become the people of God through baptism.
连犹太人都不是的太监，竟然能借着洗礼成为神的子民。
And here we see that through this baptism, his name will forever be in the book of life that is before the great white throne of God within the temple.
他的名字永远记在神宝座的生命册。
And so this is one case study.That we have started and we have studied it through the whole Bible.
到此我们长篇的分析一个案例。
I'm doing this because I think it brings a lot of great revelations for our discussion today about these boundaries of membership.
我觉得它对今天的课题带来震撼性的启示。
Now, when drawing the boundaries lines of membership, we have many reasons, many good reasons to set a high standard.
在定下成员资格的界限，我们有充足的理由设置高标准。
And so the eunuchs they were rejected in Deuteronomy, they also had strong, good religious and theological reasons.
生命记是以充足的宗教神学理由拒绝了太监。
But here today I bring to you one big revelation that the grace of God can even overturn, can even surpass His own restrictions.
但神的恩典甚至跨越神自己设的界限。
Yes, it is true that the eunuch cannot leave a name through his own, reproduction.
太监的确不能以繁殖来留名。
But by God's grace, he can give to them an everlasting name through the salvation of Jesus Christ.
但神却以耶稣基督的救赎来使他们名留千史。
And from this one conclusion, let us look on with all the rest of the case study.For today.
我们继续考察生命记其他案例也是如此。
And we see that it is the same as we read on with the rest of the case study.
其他的案例也是如此。
And we see that this so-called criteria for boundaries, they were not set in stone.
界限的标准似乎不是定死死的。
And in the second case study, it says no one who is born of a forbidden marriage, nor any of their descendants may enter into the assembly of the Lord, not even the tenth generation, which means never, cannot.But then we will ask, but then what about the descendants of Bathsheba, who is Uriah's wife?
所以我们问，但是乌利亚的妻子的后代又如何呢？
And in the next case study, it says, No Ammonites, Moabite, nor any of their descendants may enter into the assembly of the Lord, not even the tenth generation. But then we ask, then what about the descendants of Ruth?
那我们问，摩亚人路德的后代又如何呢？
Both of these names,Whether it is Uriah's wife or Ruth, they can be found in the genealogy of Jesus.
乌利亚的妻子和路德两个名字都出现在耶稣的家谱。
The descendant of a forbidden marriage, the descendant of a Moabite, that's Jesus.
耶稣是乌利亚和摩亚人的后裔。
Once again, the grace of God has surpassed His own boundaries.
神的恩典再次跨越了神设下的界限。
But you think, oh, now I understand. So you are saying that Deuteronomy is all about setting all these exclusive boundaries, and then all these will later be overturned, right?
但如果你以为生命记就是一些过后被推翻的排除人的界限。
If you think that Deuteronomy is all about being exclusive, then you'll be wrong.
如果你觉得生命记是排除人你就错了。
In the next case study, it's the exact opposite. Then he says, do not despise an Edomite, for the Edomites are related to you. Do not despise an Egyptian, because you resided as a foreigner in their country. The third generation of the children born to them may enter into the assembly of the Lord. Now we know that the Edomites have always had a bitter fighting relationship with the Israelites.
以东人历世历代与以色列人纷争。
And the Egyptians, weren't they just the previous slave owners for all these Israelites?
埃及人是他们的前奴隶主人。
And yet we see that before that was a case study, a scenario to be exclusive. Yet in this very next one, it's a choice to be very inclusive to these people that were hated and distrusted. Why?
我们观察到的是，一个情况是包容的裁决，另一个是排除性的裁决。
And herein lies this difficulty of setting boundaries.
设界限的难处就在于这两个原则。
Because there is always this constant struggle between two principles.
有两个原则的挣扎。
There is a principle of holiness, but also a principle of compassion.
有圣洁的原则与怜悯的原则。原则。原则。
There is the principle of holiness which stress about exclusivity.
圣洁的原则呢，强调排除性。
And we understand this because anything that falls short of God's high standards, they must be removed. Yes.
凡低过神的准则的必须被排除。
And so we see this in the case of war, that is the case.
就像战争的一个例子，案例。
A holy war is empowered by the presence of God.
圣战呢，是因为神的同在而得力。
And so high standards of holiness must be maintained.
因此必须保持圣洁。
Let me read to you the next scenario which talks about this principle. He says, when you are encamped against your enemies, keep away from everything that is impure. When one of your men is unclean because of nocturnal emissions, he is supposed to go outside of his camp and stay there. But as evening approaches, he is to wash himself, and at sunset, he may return to the camp. Designate a place outside the camp that you can go and relieve yourself, as part of your equipment, have something to dig with, and when you relieve yourself, dig a hole to cover up your excrement. For the Lord, your God, moves about in your camp to protect you and to deliver your enemies to you. Your camp must be holy, so that he will not see among you anything that is indecent and turn away from you. And so we see here one principle, the principle of holiness. The Lord is with you. Let not anything that is indecent be among you.
我们看到了圣洁的原则，神在你当中，所以不让那些不洁净的在你当中。
But besides the principle of holiness, there was also the principle of compassion.
但除了圣洁的原则，也有怜悯的原则。
And we see this next principle in the next scenario that we read.
就如下一个案例。
In verse 15, then, as we continue, it says, if a slave has taken refuge with you, do not hand them over to their master. Let them live among you wherever they like, in whatever town they choose. Do not oppress them. And so we see another principle, the principle of compassion that stresses inclusivity.
怜悯的原则就强调包容性。
We can imagine, whatever runaway slave, you must accept them. This acceptance of a runaway slave, as you can imagine, breaks all kinds of rules, whether it's rules about ownership, rules about social contracts. Allowing this seems to break all rules.
接受逃跑的奴仆违背了各样的雇主的权益和合同。
Allowing for such an exception, it can easily be abused. Who can keep any servants from now on?
这样破例的话，很容易被滥用。
But here we see, for the sake of compassion, for the possibility that maybe just this one slave, he may be in trouble and needs a new beginning, we see here a demand from Deuteronomy, yes, you must have compassion for this scenario.
但为了怜悯的缘故，哪怕就是那么一个奴仆，是真的有苦难，需要避风港，重新开始，生命记就这么的用了一个案例，有了怜悯的要求。
And so we wonder, why such a compassion for this scenario, why is it then not extended to the poor eunuchs or all the other pitiful situations that we can imagine?
可是同样的怜悯呢，为什么没有延伸到像太监一样的那种可怜人？
And so the next judgment call, the next scenario, yes, once again is reversed back to the principle of holiness.
下一个案例又回到圣洁的原则。
There will be no compassion for prostitutes or gigolos.
对于妓女或男妓都不容怜悯。
He says, no Israelite man or woman is to become a shrine prostitute. You must not bring the earnings of a female prostitute or a male prostitute into the house of the Lord your God to pay any vows, because the Lord your God detests them both. And so I've struggled for a while whether to preach this passage or to choose another one. We still have many passages that are unpreached.
对于是否要讲述这段经文，我挣扎了一会儿。
But not because the subject matters are quite unusual here. but rather to discuss a topic where this conclusion seems to be quite subjective. I'm not sure if I want to preach such a sermon where we arrive at such a conclusion.
要讨论一个总结如此主观的课题很不容易。
Now when we are talking about membership, you can use the principle of holiness to set a very high standard.
讲到成员的资格，你可以用圣洁的原则设下高标准。
For example, when I think about, okay, who gets to serve on stage?
想到谁有资格上台侍奉。
Whether you are worship leader or band or whoever. There is a Chinese saying which says, you know, 台上一分钟，台下十年功。
有人说台上一分钟，台下十年功。
And so actually your presence on stage is a reflection on your years of spirituality.
你台上的表现就反映了你属灵生命的累积。
And so some might say, yes, it is true. I should only select only the very best and the most well-prepared to be serving on stage.
我确实是应该只选择最好、最有准备的上台。
So if anyone wants to preach, anyone wants to lead worship, I should check whether they have a halo of saintliness first.
谁要讲道、谁要领诗，我要先检查你的圣徒的光环。
And this is the same we can do for church membership.
教会的会员资格也是一样。
We can do it like the Catholics.
我们可以像天主教一样。
For the Catholics, you need one full year of weekly catechism class before you can be baptized. You miss any class, go for it another year.
需要一整年的洗礼班才可以洗礼。
But this need to show vigor and firmness about maintaining this purity and integrity, it must also be tempered with this need to also display compassion and openness.
但是为了维护群体的圣洁的热忱与坚持，必须以怜悯和开放的心来平衡。
Now this enthusiasm to maintain high standards and firm boundaries, yes, is good, but it also all too readily becomes very harsh and unrealistic.
高准则的热忱很容易就陷入苛刻不实际的状态。
Then you might say, oh, then how about the principle of compassion? Why don't we just be compassionate to all then?
你也许会跑到怜悯的原则。
But openness, laxity, these can also equally tear at the fabric, the very heart of commitment to a high sense of calling.
可是因为放开而松散，往往就会撕裂神的拣选与立约所建立的委身心态。
So you might wonder, then how?
那要如何？
When would we use the principle of holiness to set a high purity for ourselves?
几时是圣洁的原则？
And when would we say, oh, let's be compassionate because we don't want to be, you know, overly harsh and so on?
几时又是怜悯的原则？
And so I wonder to myself whether I should, you know, open a topic that is so important, but in the end we just conclude with choices that are so ambiguous.
所以我在想，我应该谈这个很重要的问题，但是结果，总结是有一点模糊的。
It seems that, oh, one scenario we can say, oh, we can have very high standard of holiness, but another standard we say, oh, this one we choose to be compassionate.
好像某种情节我们可以说我们要圣洁，但某种情节我们可以说要怜悯。
When is which? Which is which?
几时是哪一个原则呢？
But then I realized, actually, it's not about holiness versus compassion.
我后来发现，原来重点不在于圣洁还是怜悯。
It's not about holiness versus compassion.
不在于圣洁或怜悯。
It's actually about the bully in me versus the neighbor in me.
是在于心里的霸王还是心里的灵蛇？
The bully in me or the neighbor in me?
心里的霸王或者心里的灵蛇？
What is the bully in me?
什么是心里的霸王？
The bully in me always bully in the name of principles or in the name of rules.
心里的霸王常常以原则的名义欺压人。
The bully in me will act quite reasonably.
我心里的霸王行为看似合情合理。
And I always regret that, ah, too bad. Others must suffer as a consequences.
遗憾别人必须承受后果。
But actually, that bully in me, that part in me is actually a coward.
这样的我是一个懦夫。
It hides behind what is right so that I wouldn't have to admit that I have a desire to hurt.
我躲在对错的名义的背后，就不用承认我爱欺压人的心。
We all have this bully in me.
我们都有这心里的霸王。
When we don't like someone,
我们不喜欢某个人。
Or we disagree with the values of certain types of people,
或者价值观不同。
We use the principle of holiness to exclude them.
我们以圣洁的原则排除他们。
Yet when we want to favor somebody that we like,
但是如果我们要袒护一些人
then we make exceptions for them using the principle of compassion.
我们又利用怜悯的原则来找出通融的借口。
That is the bully in me.
这就是心中的霸王。
It's not about the decision itself whether you can choose to be exclusive or inclusive.
重点不在于裁决本身，无论是排除也好，包容也好。
It is about the true intention of the decision.
重点在于裁决的心态。
When you set the boundary, when you make the judgment call, is it about you or are you doing it for the sake of others?
你是为了自己还是为了别人？
The bully can be exclusive to show just how holy he is.
霸王可以选择排除来表达他的圣洁。
The bully can also choose to be inclusive just to show how compassionate he is.
霸王也可以包容来表达他多有爱心。
Oh, see, I'm such a nice guy. I can be nice to everyone. Why can't you all be more accepting?
你看我这个人多么好，我可以接受他，不像你们这样。
Yeah, I'm accepting him, whereas the rest of you are so judgmental.
你们其他人这么会断论人。
So in the end, it's not about the decision or whichever principle that you eventually choose to use.
所以不是你的裁决是什么，或者你用什么原则。
Here, I want to stress that it's the true intention that is important.
关键在于心态。
Is it the bully in me that is setting the boundary? Because this bully in me always wants to just set the boundary the way we like it.
心中的霸王，他设下界限是为了满足自己。
And in the end, we can just justify whether who we want to be harsh towards, who we want to be nice, because we are using so-called biblical principles.
这样是为了显明谁可以苛刻，谁可以善待，因为用的是属灵的原则。
But boundary setting shouldn't be about trying to justify yourself.
但设界限呢，不是为了显明自己有理。
Boundary setting isn't about justifying yourself, whichever principles you're using.
设界限不是为了来显明自己有理。
This is a familiar story about the Good Samaritan. Luke chapter 10, let me read this to you. On one occasion, an expert of the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied, how do you read it?Then he answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your heart, soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Then Jesus replied, yes, you have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. Then note this, he says, but he wanted to justify himself. And so he asked, then who is my neighbor? How do I set this boundary? And so Jesus told him this familiar parable of the Good Samaritan. We all know this story. In the end, Jesus asked him,Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The expert had to say, the one who had mercy on him. Then Jesus said, go and do likewise. So instead of us asking the question, who is my neighbor?
与其问谁是我的邻舍?
Jesus reversed it to ask, who is a neighbor to others? Who is a neighbor to that man?
耶稣反过来问,谁才是别人的邻舍?
Because the one who is a neighbor is the one who truly acts out of love.
做邻舍的就是那位以真心以爱对待人的。
I say again, it's not the decision or whichever principle you are using. I ask, what is the intention that is the intention that I care about?
这里关心的不是裁决是什么，而是心态。
Using the neighbor in me, the neighbor that I want to be, the neighbor can be exclusive. He can be.
心里的邻舍也可以是排除性的。
We want to be serious about our membership. We can use the neighbor in me can also use the principle of holiness.
一个好的邻舍可以用圣洁的原则来强调成员资格的重要。
And we want to do that because we want other people to understand what it truly means to be a member and what it means to be serving. So the neighbor in me can be exclusive as well.
我们这么做是真心要让对方知道什么才是群体的成员，什么是服侍人。服侍主的成员。
So I choose to exclude you because I want you to know how serious is this matter.
所以我排除你，因为我要你知道这的东西的重要性。
But the neighbor in me can also be inclusive.
但心里的邻舍也可以是包容性的。
And we can be using the principle of compassion to be welcoming in our membership.
我们可以用怜悯的原则来欢迎人加入我们成员。
But we do this not to show off or see how different I am, but we do this because this expresses what is grace.
我们这样把成员资格放开是为了表达什么是恩典。
So the question is not on what principle you choose to use.
所以问题不是你用了什么原则。
I say again, it's not the decision, but the intention of the decision.
不是什么决定，而是心态的问题。
The question is whether we are acting out of the bully in me or acting out of the neighbor that is in me.
问题是我们以心里的霸王行动，还是以心里的灵舍行动？
I remember once that there were two newcomers who came into our worship service.
我记得有一次有两个新朋友到我们当中崇拜。
These newcomers, they came, but they were fashionably late.
他们姗姗来迟。
But even though they were late, they chose to sit in front with their portable coffee mugs.
却手里拿着咖啡纸杯坐在前面。
You know, sitting down there with coffee mugs like they are here to watch a show.
好像来看戏一样。
So what should we do?
那我们该怎么做呢？
What would you have done?
你会怎么做呢？
How would you set this boundary?
你要怎么划清界限？
I realize that in the end, it's not about your decision, but really it's about your intention.
我领悟了，关键不是最后决定，而是动机。
I could be an exclusive bully who feels that, oh, how could you treat my worship place in this manner?
我可以是排除性的霸王，你怎么可以这样对待这个敬拜场所？
And ask them to discard the coffee mugs. I can do that.
要求把那个杯子丢掉。
But I could also be a bully.By being inclusive and purposely leave them undisturbed.
我也可以是包容性的霸王，不理他们。
But I'm still a bully because I only do that to feel pleased about myself or to show to others see how much Christian love I have.
但我还是霸王，因为我的出发点是满足自己，或者炫耀我有多有爱心。
Why can't you be like me? See, I leave them alone. Stop. Don't bother them.
为什么你不要跟我一样？我不理他们。
But you could be acting out of the neighbor that is in me.
但你也是可能以心里的灵舍为出发点。
You act out of an intention to help these newcomers gain a better understanding of what it means to be worshiping God.
是为了帮助新朋友更认识神。
As a neighbor, I can also choose to be exclusive.
做灵舍也可以是排除性的。
I can ask them to discard the coffee mugs.
我可以要求把杯子丢掉。
Because I want to share with them what it means to be respectful in a worship place.
因为我要跟他们分享什么是尊重神的圣所。
I need to do this to you to make you understand what it means to worship God.
我要让你知道什么是敬拜神。
As a neighbor, I of course can also choose to be inclusive.
做灵舍我也可以有包容性。
But I only do it this time because it expresses that our God is also patient and full of grace.
我可以暂且包容，是为了表达神也是耐心并充满恩典。
And you see that in the entire discussion on this boundary setting, the so-called final decision.It ends up pretty much the same, whether you can choose to discard the mark or leave them undisturbed.
最后的裁决看起来似乎很相似。
And whichever decision I choose to use, the principle seems you can use either principles to back up whatever decision you want to make.
不管哪一个决定，都是用其中一个原则来支撑。
And so what I understand is that actually the primary concern is really about you.
不过我关心的是那个做决定的你。
What make you make that decision? What is the intention?
你怎么做决定?
Did that intention come out from the bully in you, or did it come out from the neighbor in you?
是你心里的霸王，还是你心里的灵舍?
Now you might be thinking to yourself, of course, everything I do it for others.
你可能会觉得我做什么都是为了别人。
Some people might comment, is there any bad people in church? Everybody is a nice guy in church.
因为教会每个人都是好人。
But today I want to ask you to look deeper.
不过你要再自我反省一下。
Is it really that the case?
真的是这样吗?
That is really the critical question.
这是关键的课题。
When you set boundaries, is it really from the neighbor in you, or is it from the bully in you?
当你设界限的时候，是你心中的霸王，还是你心里的灵舍?
Because how you set boundaries for others, in the end, will decide whether you yourself.Is truly in the community of the people of God.
你怎么为别人设界限呢？就决定你本身是否仍然在神的群体当中。
Now let me be very clear about one thing.
让我讲清楚一点。
I'm not saying that principles and boundaries are not important and that we can do whatever we like in church. No.
我不是说原则或者界限不重要，而我们可以为所欲为。
The Chinese have a saying, 国有国法，家有家规。Every community has its own rules.Has his judgment calls to be made about what needs to be the rules that are needed to be in the community.
每个群体都有他自己的原则，自己的裁决。
And someone still needs to be making that judgment call for this proper order in the community.
总要有人做裁决，群体才会有规律。
So all these, yes, they are important.
所以这些都是重要的。
But today what I'm trying to say is that intentions matter even more than the final decision.
但我想表明的是，心态比最后的决定还重要。
Because the bully in me can also use principles quite self-righteously as well.
心里的霸王也是可以用原则，而且自以为是的用。
So the call for us today, that if you have one take-home message, the message is that for us, when we are making all those difficult judgment calls, do it with the neighbor in me.
所以我的呼吁就是，叫我们做出那些困难的裁决的时候，以心里的邻舍做决定。
And not just as individuals when we make that decision.
不单是个人来做决定。
But also when we are a community, let us make this decision with the neighbor in me as a community.
作为一个群体，也是要以邻舍的心理来做决定。
And when we as the church, when we set the boundaries that we need,
以教会我们来设下界限。
When we do that, let us do it with tough love, but also let us do it with tender love, both.
不管是用管教的爱来排除，还是用疼惜的爱来包容。
Let us do it because we want to be a neighbor.
我们这么做是因为我们要做邻舍。
We want to be a neighbor to the world.And we want to be a neighbor to one another.
以灵舍面对世界，以灵舍对待彼此。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because you have given us one principle, the principle of love. Lord, give us wisdom to make all these decisions. Teach us holiness. Teach us compassion. Teach us.To be loving. And transform us, Lord. Transform this community. Make Jubilee truly the people of God, the kingdom of God that you want us to be. Let us live up to our calling. And Lord, we ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.